Hello everyone, how are you doing? I hope you are all taking care of yourself in the pandemic and the second or third wave, and I hope you and your family members, everybody is safe and taking due care of yourself. Now, in my podcast, I'll keep it very, very crisp and to the point, and I just wanted to, you know, just to give you a heads up before the exam. I just wanted you to know that, you know, there are times in your life where you will feel that it is getting overwhelmingly difficult. Now, can you imagine that you are giving an exam, which is probably one of the more important exams that you will give in your life, and you are giving it in a background or a backdrop of a pandemic? You are afraid of your own health, your parents' health, and you have to give the exam with a mask on. It is tricky. Okay, so if you're feeling overwhelmed, I want you to know it is okay. It is a difficult situation, and you know, don't get too harsh on yourself if you are feeling overwhelmed. It is okay. If I was in your place, I would have been overwhelmed as well. But you know, today, what I'll tell you today is that this is the time where, when you look back and when you see how far you have reached in life, you know, you started your journey of this career probably in school, you worked your way up, you fought your way up in the professional exams, you fought your way in the practicals, in the viva voces, in the internship, you fought your way up, you know, you reached there today, and you're going to give this exam because you're a fighter and you have reached to this level. You can't let this overwhelming feeling, you know, say get better of you. You can't let it, you know, take a hold of you. What I want you to do today is I want you to introspect, feel good about yourself. Ordinary people don't reach so far. Be grateful for, you know, whatever has happened so far. You know, be thankful to your parents, your teachers, your friends who have been a part of your journey so far. And let's go ahead and give a good exam. To give a good exam, the key things that I want you to do in these 7 days or 6 days that are left now are, number one, cut out the negative from your life. It is like topmost urgent right now. You don't want to be, you know, somebody should not be sitting on your neck and telling you that you are going down. You don't want them. You know, so if it's a, you know, a friend or a colleague who is pushing you down, you can just, you know, somewhere, you know, stop attending their calls. You can actually block them up. But if it is, you know, somebody in the family who is more negative, you can limit the interactions that you have with them in the next 7 days. It is not rocket science. You need to, you know, somewhere create a zone of positivity. You need to start feeling the rhythm of the big match. You need to start feeling it in your body, like dum dum dum. Yeah, it's the big day is coming. You need to build up the enthusiasm to that big day, and I'm sure you will be able to do it. But you know, I have always felt that success is more to do with the mindset, and more so the mindset becomes more valuable when we reach the critical areas. Like, you know, how many times have we seen that in the last 7 days I have seen students giving up on a paper? I don't want you to give up. Okay, that is what I wanted to, you know, actually request you to. Even if you feel your preparation is suboptimal, I don't want you to give up. Give the exam. Because I see some students, many students are sending me a message that this year, because I have been posted in COVID duties, I have not been able to study. I reply them that I appreciate your effort that you have done towards the mankind and the society in general. I'm so proud of you. So don't be, feel a little down that you could not study. You did a big job to the country and, you know, your own fellow human beings. You've done good. We are proud of you. But now make me proud further by standing up and giving the exam. Avoiding a challenge is a bad habit to inculcate. When you go up and you show up, many times, you know, imaginary fears are actually more difficult to tackle. Like you, when you don't give the NEET PG exam, you would be thinking, oh, pata nahi, what would happen in the exam, how the exam would feel like, and all those things would be there in your mind. But trust me, when you will be giving the exam, you will feel it, that it is doable and you can do it. You may be able to do it this time, or you may be able to do it next time, but the key is showing up. showing up. If you don't show up in the exam, or you show up, if you don't show up when the challenges are thrown to you, you're definitely going to lose. But if you show up, you know, the probability of winning emerges. I am a big believer in, you know, getting up and showing up. Even when the things are going wrong, even when the things are not going your way, I would want you to go and give the exam to the best of your ability. In the exam, I want you to look at each question with a thought process that you know the answer, you know the concept. And then with that optimism, get into the question and try ruling out choices. You will be amazed to the extent you can rule out answers just because of your concepts. The modern exams are not about learning and memorizing and rote learning. They are actually more about applying what you know. So when we say applying, most answers will be reached by ruling out choices in these questions. And I'm sure you will be able to do it. Push yourself harder. In the 7 days, get into the MCQ mindset by giving more and more MCQs. Try, you know, like get into the hang of it, like getting into the form, like suppose you were supposed to play cricket match or a final cricket match tomorrow, you would try to hit as many balls as possible today, and you would want to feel the ball on your bat. You would want to hear the sound that the ball makes when the bat hits, when the middle of the bat hits the ball. You want to hear that sound. You want to be in that kind of form about MCQs. You should be, the concept should be on your tips. You should be able to rule them out. You'll be able to do it. Keep telling yourself that, you know, that there is a personal legend that you have to fulfill. And that is why you have come so far in the journey. You would not have come so far if you were not meant to go places, if you were not meant to serve a purpose. To me, I believe life in general, you know, we all keep thinking that, you know, somehow, you know, you reach to the next zone and then it would be, you know, easy and peace. It's not like this. You know, this is a mistake that you do in school, that once you get into the medical college, life will be easy. Once you do the first professional, life will be easy. It's not like this. Life is never easy, but it is worth it. The entire of the life is, you know, spent searching for purpose and creating meaning in life. You know, it keeps happening and you'll keep doing it. There is no end to it. It's a journey. So let's now visualize that you are going to give an exam to which is a gateway to the next phase of your journey. It's not a destination itself. Don't overstress upon it. Don't get, you know, panicky ke if it doesn't happen, what will happen? Nothing will happen. Your journey will continue. You'll find another way. Just stay positive. Just stay positive and consider everything that you're doing in life as a part of that journey, as a part of the journey in searching meaning in life, searching purpose of your life. That is the, you know, the entire beauty of it, that when we come towards the end of this journey, we realize it was never about the destination, it was always about the journey. And I'm sure you will make a exciting journey, a journey full of enthusiasm, journey full of learning, and I'm sure you'll do very, very well in your exams. Take care of yourself, be careful, take all precautions in the exam. I know, you know, some of the students would have wanted the paper to be postponed. It is probably the way it should have been considering the pandemic, but you know how the government system usually works, you know. So it's, some things are not in our control right now. We are just at, you know, a week away from the exam. We do not know. Most likely it's going to happen on time. So let's you know, cut out the negative. Focus on the positive. Focus on the process. You are a learner. You are a fighter. You will not go down. You will show up in the exam. You will do your best. Make me proud. Make your family proud. Make your parents proud. Do it for yourself. And once you go to the, you know, once you give this exam, or once you fight a tough battle in life, once you show up, you improve as a person, you change as a person, and you evolve. That is how life actually works. I wish you all the best.